This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving, and also to the linemen over in Texas and Louisiana and Arkansas, getting all the power back on for the folks over there. Thank you for what you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, or you can check out the all-new website for the radio show called the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, we have the professor of politics to start out, Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. We emphasize those words because our country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we found out yesterday that the CDC is telling the states to get ready for a November 1st vaccine distribution date. Could be sooner, but November 1st is what they're shooting for.
Yes, this is very, very interesting. You know, President Trump, for the last few months, Captain, has been saying time and again he expected a vaccine sometime before the end of the year. That was sort of the best-case scenario. And here we go. It's not going to be at the end of the year, per se. It's going to be around the 1st of November, as you said, according to this report. They also say, I think there may be, some limited doses right now already in the fall, but we're going to see about this particular date. But this would be, first of all, a game-changing, event, a watershed in this entire COVID-19 fight that we're doing. But it's going to be inevitable that we're going to hear things that say, well, it may not be effective, not everybody's going to take the vaccine, are we going to be able to distribute it to every person, basically, so we have to wait and see.
How long ago did I tell the audience that this vaccine that they were talking about, the one that was being tested, was being actually tested by the military? How long ago did I tell them that?
Well,
months ago?
Yeah.
And everybody's going, well, how could that be? And some of these people, and I'm sitting there watching these fools in Washington, don't know what the hell they're talking about, talking about vaccines, this, that, and the other. When you join the military, that is where the government technically gets their guinea pigs, because if they want to give you a vaccine, you're going to get a vaccine, like it or not.
That's right. Yeah, it's a stand in this line, and we're going to give you the vaccine, basically. That's right. So, but again, with what the president has been saying, this is going to be, as I said, a real game changer, because what people are looking for, Captain, they're looking for hope to try to return back to their daily lives. They are not looking for, and I think we're safe to say, they're not looking for somebody who will simply say, I will make everybody wear masks pretty much indefinitely. I'll shut down the economy pretty much at the first sign of any trouble, and things are going to continue to get worse. But again, diligence is winning the game here, and I think the president has known for some time that this diligent effort has been underway and expected good results.
Well, everybody panicked yesterday when they heard, oh, my God, a person died that attended the Sturgis bike rally that got coronavirus, and they died. Well, guess what? The person died because he had something else wrong with him other than just the coronavirus.
Well, that's exactly right. As a matter of fact, I was watching earlier in our local area, Southern California, running down the different COVID-19 death numbers and case numbers. And again, what we understand from the CDC, and it's quite interesting, Captain, that a lot of this information, some have really tried to go out and really poo-poo this, but this is from the CDC when we find out that, what is it, 94% of the so-called COVID-19 deaths have these major underlying things that go along
right.
with what weakened these individuals, most unfortunately, and they died. But direct COVID deaths are about 6% of what we thought. So this is, again, very, very interesting. But again, it's sensationalized in many ways.
And then we had Dr. Birx yesterday come out because we've had a couple of different conflicting things going on about the herd immunity policy, which is being discussed as possibly being brought under consideration. And of course, some people are going, oh no, we can't do that, even though it's worked in some countries. Okay. But Dr. Birx said, no, we're not talking about herd immunity.
Well, right, and they're couching it in the phraseology of they're not willing to sacrifice American lives for herd immunity. I don't think anybody's talking about sacrificing anybody, but I think, especially as we look at how viruses or diseases that where you can get immunity as they make their way through populations, you arrive eventually at herd immunity. Well, nobody's saying to go out and try to sacrifice people, but at the same time, though, again, people are looking for what is going to be the metric that we're going to get back to our regular lives. They don't want to build back better. They want to get back to their lives.
And, folks, when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about a situation that emerged tonight. Another person was shot in Washington, D.C. by a police officer. A crowd emerged at a police precinct. We'll give you the update on that. And we'll also tell you what Sleepy Joe Low Biden is up to, or trying to be up to. He's having problems these days trying to be relevant because suddenly he's going to follow the president. Wherever he goes, he's going to go. Yeah, good luck with that, Joe.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for about 4 years plus, maybe a month or two now. And if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain and you're just not getting anywhere with what you're taking, this is an all-natural product that works for me. I've got arthritis. Everybody knows what that's all about that's got it, and it is very uncomfortable. And this gets rid of that nagging pain that you have with arthritis. It also helps you with back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, or just general muscle aches and pain altogether from your everyday activities. It's all natural. Can't argue about that. 100% drug-free. And it contains turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to alleviate pain at the source, and it will lower and eliminate pain associated with exercise and everyday living, too, which is a good thing. So, you can trot on over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And on there, you can order the 1995 3-week quick start and get it all going. All it's going to cost you is $20, $19.95 for 3 weeks. At the end of the 3 weeks, you'll know whether or not it's going to work for you or not. And if it does, away you go. You get on the automatic shipping, and you get it every month. You don't even worry about it. It'll also support healthy joints and muscles, too. You'll feel a lot better. And I'll tell you what, pain gone is a good thing. A good thing. And if you feel you want to call them, you can call them at 800-500-8384. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Otherwise, you're going to charge you full price. You won't get that $19.95. So, $19.95, 3 week quick start. The website again, relieffactor.com/captain. And back to Kyle Ward, a professor of politics. Okay, Kyle, we had a shooting in D.C. last night, and right away, Black Lives Matter assembled a protest in front of the precinct where the cop came out of. Looked like it was becoming a little bit loud and noisy. What's going on there now?
Well, Captain, what we understand is that earlier yesterday, police responded to a call about 4 p.m. to investigate a report of an armed man in the area, basically. When they got there, they found a lot of people around a vehicle, we understand. But according to the police, when the people saw that the officers were there, two of them took off running, and the officers chased them. During that chase, one of the men, according to the report, evidently pulled a gun, and an officer fired at him, striking him, and I understand killing him. He died on the way to the hospital, we understand, identified as 18-year-old Dion K. And you're right, soon after that, protesters went to the 7th District Police Station in Southeast D.C., and there was a last count, according to one of the Fox affiliates there, updated just a little while ago, about 100 people were protesting outside, but there are calls for larger protests and additional protesters on Thursday morning. So this situation as well, in terms of the protest, may get a little bit louder and a little bit more intense, and hopefully won't turn into the kind of violent spree that we've seen. But a lot of questions right now, and of course the shooting's under investigation.
Well, I've had a lot of people asking me the last couple of days, actually for a while, about the Insurrection Act. Now, could the president invoke the Insurrection Act to call up the military and end the anarchy in some of these cities? I believe he can.
I think he can, too. The president himself did address that in one of his speeches recently, saying that it was something he really didn't want to do. Or
well, of course not.
Yeah, because, again, it really does kick it up a notch, that's for sure. However, that being said, this is why that law exists. Because if it could be declared an insurrection, then there is a responsibility on the federal government and on the president of the United States in order to take action to stop that. So I think they're monitoring it, and I'm sure, Captain, they're looking at this with the Attorney General and, of course, the Army of White House lawyers, basically, in order to try to make sure that if and when the president were to order any kind of response to what would be declared an insurrection, that it would be done legally, that it would be done with when there's no other choice but to do that.
Now, the Democrats, led by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi, are all blaming the president for inciting these riots and for being the constant person that is doing that, and he's got to back off his comments that he makes in his tweets and this, that, and the other. But, you know, blaming the president for starting the riots is kind of like blaming the firemen for starting the fire that they respond to.
Well, yes, I'm so glad you made that comparison. That's exactly what it is. And, of course, Captain, what they're doing, they're seizing upon saying these kinds of things because they know it gets, transmitted through social media mostly. It's getting transmitted to people that they want to reach, that they feel that may not go and check out things for themselves and simply go, oh, yeah, well, Trump is bad and everything, so, yeah, he's starting the riots. But, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. It's been President Trump, Captain, who has been saying all along these riots are wrong, they have to stop. Nobody is against a protest or First Amendment right of protesting, but everybody, every decent person is against wanton violence, mayhem, and killing.
Well, I want you to listen to what CNN had to say. This is a headline of one of their stories. This is CNN now, so consider the source, right?
Right.
In his latest assault on the integrity of the November vote, Trump denigrated mail-in voting and appeared to suggest North Carolinians should try to vote twice. He never said any such thing. Never.
Well, of course not. And again, this is how you kind of either take something completely out of context, bend the truth, or shed the wrong light on something. And again, you know, the president uses he uses humor and sarcasm a lot in order to get his point across. And a lot of times you use absurdity
sure.
to demonstrate absurdity.
Sure.
And that's a known tried and true tactic of argumentation in many cases. So yes, of course, the president's not saying people should try to vote twice. He's simply saying that the mechanism is being put out there such that there can be rampant fraud, rampant misunderstanding, and we won't really have an accurate tally as a result of that.
Now, what do you think about poor Nancy Pelosi and her little beauty salon situation where she was entrapped and caught up, and she was set up by the beauty salon owner, and she's demanding an apology? And a beauty shop owner went on Tucker's program last night and just absolutely destroyed Nancy Pelosi's story.
Oh, absolutely. Well, of course, Nancy Pelosi, she was speaking at an event where they're trying to encourage a Senate bill to be passed, and she was asked about that and asked by the intrepid reporters there, hey, didn't you reach out to that salon? And she got all flustered and mad and just simply said, I'm not going to talk about this anymore, basically. I've said all I'm going to say about it. I was set up. But, you know, Captain, I got to thinking, if Nancy Pelosi got set up so easily by a hair salon owner in San Francisco, I wonder what Vladimir Putin could do. Would she be, you know, could she be duped quite easily? You know, and it's so very sad to see her just not own up and say, yeah, I went and got my hair done and it was probably wrong for me to do that. But now I'm sorry, this person who's had their shop closed since March of this year, they're the ones that set up Nancy Pelosi. Oh, give me a break.
Well, she didn't call the shop owner to make the appointment. She called the hairstylist that was there to make the appointment, who came in and did something that they weren't supposed to do, but they benefited from the money because they have to pay for the rental of the chair or something like that to the shop salon owner. And she didn't even know that Nancy Pelosi was coming there and made all that perfectly clear, and it all made perfect sense to me because, again, the people that wanted to make the extra money, and you know Nancy threw some extra money at them because, of course, the shop wasn't supposed to be open.
Well, no, it was not supposed to be open. In fact, they had been closed in that area since March. And so, you know, Captain, this is a total disconnect. It is really demonstrative that Nancy Pelosi is not, doesn't understand what's happening to average folks trying to make a living and trying to exist on, get this, no income for months on end, and she's still withholding the aid to the American people. Even in San Francisco, her backyard, she's not going to do that even for her own folks in her own area. I mean, this is really crazy. And by the way, I'll just say this. Our Governor Gavin Newsom, his hair is absolutely immaculate all the time. So
he went and got a haircut. I remember seeing the story about it. He brought a barber into his office to get his haircut.
Well, I guess it's okay if you can do that. And then Pelosi said earlier to the reporters, I don't know where you guys are getting your hair cut. And I simply say, well, they're not getting a cut in San Francisco.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we roll along the overnight hours on a Thursday morning. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is designating Wilmington, North Carolina, as the first American World War II heritage city.
With this designation, we proudly declare that in America, we don't tear down the past. We celebrate our heroes. We cherish our heritage. We preserve our history. And we build the future.
President Trump, speaking aboard the USS Battleship North Carolina, also praised World War II veterans. Meanwhile, speaking 490 miles north-northeast of the president, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says President Trump is the reason schools are not able to reopen safely.
If President Trump and his administration had done their jobs early on with this crisis, American schools would be open and they'd be open safely.
Biden speaking in Wilmington, Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy. We appreciate that. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insure over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, if you go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, type in your zip code, they will ask you if you want to start a rate comparison, get a quote on insurance, or whether or not you want information about talking to an agent. Whatever way you do it works for me. It works for you, too. Now, remember, if you do go through your Geico office, they can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own, starting with the car or the truck you're driving, or maybe you're driving a motorcycle or an RV. Maybe you got an ATV, a boat. They can insure all those things, too. And they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance also through Geico Insurance, either the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, or your Geico insurance agent. But however you do it, trot on over there and check them out. You'll be glad you did. And tell them the captain said he's going to save you some money. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, it's time to get serious about the coronavirus deal because a lot of people
And I get emails every day. When are we going to get our stimulus? When are we going to get our stimulus? Well, first of all, there's no guarantee that anybody's going to get anything. That's not the way it works. I know people are in dire straits and they want that second stimulus. They believe that this will help them climb out of the pit that they're in, but maybe it will, maybe it won't. But there is, in fact, and Nancy is the one tying this up, even though she says, well, it's Donald Trump that's holding up this because he just won't negotiate with us. Well, I think the president has negotiated, and I think Meadows has, and I believe Mnuchin has, but the person that won't budge is Nancy Pelosi.
I think you're right about that, Captain. I think that this is typical Pelosi and Schumer. For example, that is their typical mode, if you will, because to get another stimulus check out to the people, because they really do need it. This is an emergency. They didn't do something wrong, and this is the government trying to help in an emergency. And I think that's the long and the short of it. But in the past, of course, there have been other issues where the Democrats have held things up, and that issue was DACA. And the president himself was happy to sign pretty much whatever the Congress would come up with to codify the DACA issue. And, of course, they didn't want to do it, and I think primarily because they didn't want to give President Trump a win. Well, in this case, it's not a win for President Trump. It's a win for the American people. But yet they think that they are continuing to turn up the heat and make people say, oh, we got to do anything to vote out Donald Trump in November. And it's just purely political, and it's sad, and so many people, Captain. And by the way, with Nancy Pelosi and the hair salon thing, there are hair salons in San Francisco that had to close up, and people had to move away because of these restrictions, and also because they didn't have money to keep going. And so Nancy Pelosi needs to make that deal soon.
And part of the problem of all of this is the personal liability protection and the responsibility. People afraid they're going to get sued. Business people afraid they're going to get sued. And I'll tell you what, it's just, and I get it. And they need to do something about that because it's not fair to the business people that are out there that want to be open and say, well, here I am, I'm hanging on a tree limb, and if the branch breaks, I'm stuck, I'm screwed, and I'm out of business again.
Exactly. Well, I do think there should be some shielding, and I think that can be done reasonably because, just in a nutshell, if there are CDC regulations, guidelines, and you're reasonably following those, making good faith efforts to follow those things, sanitizing the table at the restaurant and so on, well, if somebody were to claim, that, and the operative word here is claim, they got coronavirus at your establishment, then you would be able to show, hey, we took every reasonable step we could take. Here's our documentation. Here's our janitorial company and what their records are and this kind of thing. And that would prevent frivolous lawsuits that are no doubt going to permeate things like this as people go back to be able to go back and go to establishments.
Now, a group representing major internet companies, including Facebook, Amazon, Alphabet, and Google, urged the Federal Communications Commission to reject a Trump administration's executive order that had the ability to stop some of what the social media companies have been doing by limiting people's posts and ostracizing them and all that stuff. Where do you suppose that's going to go?
Well, I think it's going to be fought, obviously, very, very vigorously because the companies that you're mentioning, of course, have a great deal of resources to be able to do that. But basically, what it's about is the idea, again, that the Trump administration is trying to narrow their ability to take away what they would call objectionable content. Now, generally speaking, most regular, decent people understand that there are certain things that when they get posted, things that would incite violence, certainly any kind of things that have to do with children in a terrible way, that is absolutely unacceptable to the American people. But I think what the president is concerned about is when you have these private platforms being able to say, well, we don't like what you said, so we're going to censor that, basically. I think that's okay. his concern.
All right, hold that thought. We got a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Frank from Clearwater, Florida.
What's up?
I have a question that needs some clarification. With all of the talk show hosts all over the country, including you guys and Hannity and Rush and all that, my calculations show almost 90 million listeners worldwide who listen and follow the advice that you guys are given, along with and the National Rifle and all the police unions. Isn't there enough votes for Trump to just coast through this?
Okay, well, we'll answer the question, Frank. I don't know about coast, Kyle, but I certainly feel very good about Donald Trump winning.
Yes, I would agree. I think that Donald Trump has a very good chance of winning, and again, because the presidential election is a collection of smaller elections
right.
in the states, for one thing. Yeah.
And I am in contact constantly with my brothers of the badge. As most people know, I'm a retired fire rescue captain. And I constantly am talking in the different chat rooms and the union groups and all that sort of stuff with fellow firefighters, police officers, emergency management people. And I'm telling you, they've had it. This defund the police stuff and all, every time they see Black Lives Matter and defund the police and all that stuff, it infuriates the police officers and the retirees and their families and all their relatives. And I'm telling you, the Democrats have screwed themselves with this movement. It's going to cost them the election.
Yeah, I think so. And also to
fund... And then, say one more thing. And then Biden gets out there and says, oh, I never said defund the police. You lying sack, and you know what? You did, and so did Kamala Harris.
Well, exactly.
It's in their platform, God. It's in their platform, Kyle.
Well, that's right. Well, they call it moving the money around or redeploying it or that kind of thing.
Yeah, but, redeployment of assets. Yep.
Yeah, uh-huh. But to Frank's point about conservative radio, for one thing, he's right. There's so many millions of people that listen, and usually liberal talk radio, as it were, never really ever gets off the ground. Remember Air America with all those years ago?
Yeah.
But also, though, this is one of the reasons why the Democrats want to push and the left wants to push for just a popular vote for president.
Yep.
Because they know the Electoral College is the thing that stands in their way.
Yep. And it makes it equal for the smaller states.
Exactly, because otherwise you disenfranchise millions of voters.
You wind up with four or five states with a popular vote that would control the entire election for the country.
Forever, yeah.
Yep, forever. And that's just not the way the Founding Fathers wanted things done. They wanted everybody to have a fair shot at it.
Exactly. That's why they put together such an amazing system. And that's another reason why they have to trash the Founding Fathers every chance they get.
Well, yeah, and knock over statutes. And by the way, there's another group of statutes they want. I guess was it the D.C. mayor wants a group of statutes and the monuments moved out of Washington?
I think so, yeah. Well, this is
including the Jefferson Memorial.
Well, yeah, there's this move about to try to... We have to take the president's name off of... any president's name off of things. And the Secretary of the Interior said, go pound sand.
All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And again, it's not a shoo-in, you know, that the president's going to win, but the signs are certainly very good. And even though there's a headline here that I didn't say anything about, it says, poll, Biden takes 10-point lead over Trump. Really? Really? 250 people in a flash poll, 250 people, and that's the mood of the country? I don't think so.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and now it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop closest to you. When you see that big old Flying J or Pilot sign, stop in there, tell them, the Captain, that you were listening to us on the Captain's America Third Watch. You go in there, you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Now, if you join the Drivers Club, which everybody should be in because you get a lot of benefits of that, all your fuel purchases, all your purchases of food and all that stuff, you get points and you can build the points up. First thing that I get, if it were me, is one of those nice thermos cups that they've got there, because then you can get hot or cold drinks in there and away you go. So, Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by Pilot and Flying J. And here we go.
there going back a few years and born on a bayou. And that's for all our folks over there in Louisiana. Hope you're doing good tonight. And to our affiliate there in New Orleans, we had a couple of people chime in today, and we want to thank you very much for the emails. We do try to take a look at just about everything that comes in, and if you want to really get our attention, put something in the subject line so I can see what it is. Otherwise, sometimes they go right by them. All right, now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report tonight, we're going to start out by reading the statement here. Scattered severe thunderstorms appear likely across parts of the Middle Atlantic today. Damaging wind gusts and a few tornadoes should be the main threats, although isolated large hail may also occur. In the meantime, dangerous heat is once again forecast to return to the desert southwest and California from Friday into early next week. And we're talking about some scorching hot temperatures, everybody. Now, excessive heat watches and warnings have also been issued. And Kyle, you take it away and tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. The west is pretty clear tonight in terms of up in Montana. We do have some cloud cover there, maybe a little bit of things here and there on the radar in northeastern Montana, but no reports, thankfully, of that heat that we had over the last few days. Same can be said as we go down through into Idaho, down 15. But as we go over to Wyoming, it looks like, Captain, on the map tonight, we might have some cooler temperatures in the what would be the higher elevations, we believe. But nothing else really popping up on the map. So that's good. A lot of the heat has left that part of the U.S., but it's going to heat up, as you said, in the western part of the U.S. In terms of California, in Nevada, and certainly in Arizona. In Arizona, we'll start in the Phoenix area. Excessive heat warnings there. Looks like we could get temperatures anywhere from 111, maybe even up to 118 degrees, and certainly that's going to have, I think, some impact as well as to what we might see happening in Death Valley. It's certainly going to be
Death Valley, 120 plus, no doubt about it.
No doubt about it. And this excessive heat warning goes up through Kingman, also through Las Vegas, where we could get 109 to 110. That's a forecast for the next couple of days here as we head towards the weekend. A lot of this heat up is coming as we get closer to the weekend, especially here in Southern California. We're going to be breaking records. We're going to have people who are going to need to be able to have plenty of water, stay inside, stay in the air conditioning, and get prepared for it, because it's really going to be a whopper compared to what the mild temperatures that we've had for the last few days. Heading up through Central California, we still have some high temperatures up in the central part. Sacramento, maybe 101 to 107. Also, still have an air quality alert lingering in the central part of the state, and of course over Yosemite Valley area to Allouez County, Mariposa County. These are going to stay there until these fires are extinguished, we understand. Up in San Francisco, check the forecast there. It looks like they may be high 70s as we go through the next few days, but there's still excessive heat watches going on in Northern California, extending up into Southern Oregon as you travel up Highway 5 or Interstate 5, I should say, through Grants Pass. Also in central Southern Oregon, fire weather watch there. And that's what it's looking like out west, Captain. And right now in Cajon Pass, 74 degrees, smooth sailing if you're trucking through Cajon Pass.
All righty. Well, let's go over to North South Dakota and Minnesota. We've got a high wind warning tonight. Wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour in parts of... As a matter of fact, if you're on I-29, Fargo north to the Canadian border, and just inside the Minnesota line from Fargo east all the way up to the Canadian border, you've got wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour. Could affect high-profile vehicles, especially you guys that are empty running around up there. And the high wind warnings continue down into the northeastern corner of South Dakota and the central part of South Dakota, too, north of I-90 and north of Sioux Falls. Now, going up into the extreme northern part of Michigan, up there along Lake Huron, you've got a freeze warning tonight, a hard freeze warning up in there, so be advised of that. A few showers along the western side of Lake Michigan tonight, scattered showers from the tip of the top there on down towards the Indiana line. Now, the rain tonight that's down in Texas. It starts around San Antonio. It's got kind of a funny angle to it. It's almost like as if when you come up to Dallas and you get on I-30, you're going to be in it all the way following I-30, north or south of it, 30 miles on each side, all the way to Little Rock. And then when you get to Little Rock, it's on I-40 all the way to Memphis and just inside Memphis. And then it goes up and down north I-55. And as you get up 55, right there where Kentucky runs in there, it looks like I-64. You're going to have rain across Kentucky, and then it's going to follow the river, the southern part of Ohio and the southern part of Indiana, over into the western part, northwestern part of West Virginia tonight. That's where the rain is. Now, over on the East Coast, where we've got some rain, some developing weather coming in there, where we're going to see some severe thunderstorms today and maybe a tornado or two. Virginia, southeastern Virginia, central Virginia, along the coastline of North Carolina and the central part of Carolina, and that's where there's going to be some weather. Right now, we've got some storms that are intermittent and some really high temperatures for today. There's some heat warnings over there, too, for some really warm weather. And, of course, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot or Flying J truck stop that's closest to you. Now, keep in mind, folks, that the Pilots these days, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You can find an Arby's in there, a Dairy Queen, full-service Dairy Queen, I might add, with a complete menu. Could be a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, or a Wendy's, too. Now, when you talk about the Flying J's, could be a Denny's, could be a Huddle House, especially down in the south, and it could be a Moe's Southwest Grill out there by Kyle. So don't forget to check them out, Pilot and Flying J. And Kyle, in the next hour here, I'm going to tease what we're going to be doing here. We've got college football that some conferences are going to be taking up, right?
Right, right.
And we're going to talk about a lawsuit that the football players themselves have started in the Big Ten. Now, Ohio State is one of the schools, but I understood yesterday another school, their players jumped in, and they're trying to sue to get the schedule, get the season back on, because this is their livelihood. And a lot of these guys are seniors, and the type of contract they might get or the type of tryout they might be invited to participate in all depends on them being able to show their craft out on the football field, correct?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
So they're asking for money, which could get people's attention in the college level. If they're not able to play, said, okay, then we want damages for the losses we're going to incur by not being able to get those big-time contracts we normally get. So hold that thought, Kyle. And, folks, when we come back, the athletes are playing the game now. They got it. They got it. They're getting it. I can't wait to see what happens with this one. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.